Saints. So today I'm going to be bringing a study about friends of the world, being a friend of the world, James 4:4. And I'm going to be taking the adulterers and adulteresses angle on it. Because the first words in that verse, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So to be an adulterer or an adulteress, one must fail to be faithful to their spouse, engaging in relations outside of their covenantal bond. The comparison is often made in the scriptures between the infidelity of men and women and the infidelity of man toward God. We see that the Lord uses the illustration of his ecclesia as a bride and himself as the bridegroom to further drive home this comparison. Mark 2:19-20. And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast. Ephesians 5:25-32. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So in the Old Testament we see Israel, God's chosen people, is rebuked for harlotry and adultery against the Lord in Jeremiah 3:1. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith the Lord. The Lord is also identified as a jealous God, and rightly so, as he deserves the worship and praise of all his creation. Exodus 23:5. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Though the Lord is always faithful toward any man that desires to obey him and love him with all that he is, we have a choice to serve the Lord or serve mammon, being the riches of the world, including our own flesh. Lamentations 3:23. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Talking about the Lord. Luke 16:13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. So this example of a marriage covenant shows the characteristics of our agreement with the Lord and the expectations he has for us as well. Just as a man, when married to a woman, takes his eyes off other women, preserving himself for his wife, the Lord expects mankind to take their eyes off of the world and the lusts of this life, keeping our focus single and on himself. Matthew 6:22-23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So even looking upon the things of the world, previous idols, previous sins, to lust after them, is committing adultery in our heart toward the Lord. Matthew 5:28. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. 1 John 2:15 to 16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but it is of the world. Many modern churches pretend they have their eyes firmly set on Christ as their first love, but as the Lord said, Matthew 7:20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. This would be the same as a man professing every day that he loved his wife while simultaneously committing adultery every day. It just wouldn't work. The Lord desires a separate and holy people just as a man desires a set-apart wife just for himself. 2 Corinthians 6:14 to 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. By the fruits of man-made church systems, we can plainly tell they have no Holy Spirit, which has set them apart for the Lord, making them a new creature. Instead, we see compromise, love waxing cold, and a fondness of the world and its pleasures. Matthew 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 6, 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Those who are truly born from above and set apart for God are charged to mark and avoid those who'd rather pursue vanity, falsehood, and lies, all while claiming their love of Christ, voluntarily trampling his blood underfoot by their willful sin. Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Matthew 15, verse 8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So, choose this day whom ye will serve, the idols and the pleasures of the world, or the Lord of glory. Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And finally, 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. So that was my study on friends of the world.